We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Huiying, graceful viewers, Huiying means welcome in Shanghainese, a dialect spoken by about 15 million people in China. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27500, FEC 5/6.
Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Ligdamar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraiso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Oman creates a $1 million model village in Darfur. In ecology news, the World Bank donates more than $4.9 million to help Philippine communities deal with climate change. In veg news, an American plant-based burger company is lauded for its success. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 15th, Liechtenstein celebrates its national day. It is the eve of the birthday of Prince Franz Josef II of Liechtenstein. Observed in conjunction with Assumption Day, the holiday honors the Blessed Virgin Mary's journey to heaven. Liechtenstein, a Central European Alpine country, is known for its natural beauty and world-famous decorative postage stamps.
August 15th is Independence Day for the Republic of the Congo, honoring its self-rule achieved in 1960. It is located in West Africa between Angola and Gabon. The country's Nouabele Ndoki National Park has more than 300 bird species and 1,000 types of plants and trees. It is also home to forest elephants, lowland gorillas, and many other endangered mammals.
South Korea's Independence Day, observing its autonomy attained in 1945, is today. Among its numerous United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites is the Haeintha Temple Tsiangkyong Pangjon, the depositories for the Tripitaka Koreana woodblocks. The Tripitaka Koreana has over 80,000 wooden blocks, used for printing one of the world's most complete editions of Buddhist canonical writings. We wish the friendly citizens of Liechtenstein, Republic of the Congo and South Korea a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news. Worst cholera outbreak in a decade grips Cameroon. In what public health officials are calling the worst cholera outbreak in a decade, at least 200 people have perished in Cameroon as of Thursday, August 12th. According to the health ministry, since an outbreak warning was issued in June, 2,500 cases of the potentially fatal waterborne disease have been diagnosed in the West African nation, affecting 17 out of 28 districts in the far north. Last year, only 51 people had succumbed to the illness. And while outbreaks normally do not begin until September, this year's first case was detected in May.
Aid organizations working in the area, such as Plan International, say the Cameroonian people's vulnerability has been heightened by recent flooding that has caused further lack of sanitary facilities and unsafe drinking water, combined with widespread malnutrition. Government health officials have been sent to the area to assess the situation, and groups like the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, have sent emergency medical kits, water treatment tablets, and cholera medicine, while Plan International is working to directly reach communities with information and referrals for treating critical cases. Already, neighboring Nigeria has reported 40 fatalities from cholera in northern Borno State, with 100 people seriously ill following contamination from persistent flooding of ponds that normally provide drinking water.
With our prayers for those afflicted by cholera, we thank Cameroonian officials, the United Nations Children's Fund, Plan International, and other aid personnel helping to ease the situation. May heaven safeguard the vulnerable from such ailments as we strive to restore both human and planetary health through our more considerate stewardship on Earth.
Earthquakes rock India, Japan, Ecuador, Peru, and Mariana Islands. On Tuesday, August 10th, a 5.4 magnitude quake struck India's Andaman Islands, 208 kilometers north of Port Blair. Meanwhile, in Asia, a magnitude 5.1 tremor hit 165 kilometers north of Chichishima in Japan's Bonin Islands, and a 5.8 magnitude quake struck near the east coast of the nation's Honshu Island later that afternoon. Another powerful earthquake measuring 7.2 on the Richter scale rattled Ecuador and parts of Peru Thursday morning. Striking 175 kilometers southeast of Quito, Ecuador, the tremors caused a wall to collapse and injure one person. On Saturday morning, yet another 7.2 magnitude quake occurred, this time in the Mariana Islands region, with an epicenter approximately 375 kilometers southwest of Hagatna, Guam. Despite their intensity, the events fortunately did not generate tsunami warnings, and there were no reports of major damage or casualties. We are grateful for the general safety of all the affected residents, wishing the injured person a smooth recuperation, as we pray that such distressing situations are curbed as we join in nobler lifestyles that help stabilize our Earth.
Global outpouring continues for Pakistan after the devastating floods that have now been estimated to have displaced over 20 million people, with 1,600 people who have lost their lives. Further assessment reveals that the massive flooding has destroyed millions of acres of crops. With about 600,000 tons of wheat, 2 million bales of cotton, and 500,000 tons of sugar all gone, food prices are skyrocketing.
I think a lot of us haven't understood the scale of this disaster. It is horrendous. It is going to put us back so many years that we're not even starting on the infrastructure. But cholera is breaking out. That is going to be very dangerous. Drinking water and the sachets for purifying it are going to become very important over the next few days.
To help alleviate the people's plight, the European Union has donated 10 million euros, in addition to 30 million euros given about 2 weeks ago.
Germany announced an additional amount of 13 million US dollars to go toward providing water and sanitation measures, while His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco sent 12 tons of humanitarian aid by plane. Pakistan's neighbor Afghanistan sent 4.5 tons of medicine, a team of 23 doctors and 9 helicopters to provide aid in the hard-hit Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Assistance is also being provided by the Malaysian Medical Relief Society, or MERSI, who is sending urgent personnel and 1,000 hygiene kits. Meanwhile, His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah of Kuwait has donated 5 million US dollars for the afflicted, and the Kuwait Red Crescent Society, or KRCS, arrived with thousands of tons of relief supplies such as tents, plastic sheets, and other relief goods.
What we're doing here is we're loading supplies to be taken from Kabul to support the UNICEF response to the flood emergency in Pakistan. Specifically, what we're loading this afternoon are packets of oral rehydration solution, which are intended to help protect children against the danger of diarrhea, which commonly spreads after such flooding.
Saudi Arabia continues with the second phase of urgent relief aid that is being airlifted into Lahore and Multan. And the United States has sent 19 helicopters and about 1,000 troops to aid victims, as well as donating 76 million U.S. dollars in relief aid to date. The Iranian government has dispatched 140 tons of food, shelter, and medical supplies so far via the Iranian Red Crescent Society, while non-governmental organizations such as Canada's Presbyterian World Service and Development collaborated with Canadian Food Grains Bank to give over 25,000 people food packages enough for 2 months in the province of Balochistan.
Another relief organization is the U.S.-based Direct Relief International, which is donating 5 million U.S. dollars in medical aid. Financial institutions are also pitching in, such as the Islamic Development Bank, which has approved of a grant donation of 11 million US dollars for Pakistan's flood relief.
It is clear we still have a very long way to go to reach all those affected. But the effort is increasing every day as UN and non-UN organizations scale up their presence and their capacities and increase their ability to support the government.
We are deeply touched by the outpouring of love and assistance from around the world. Heaven bless all the kind-hearted donors as we pray for the comfort and soon recovery of the Pakistani people, as we seek to minimize such tragedies through our kind regard for all life.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japanese government apologizes for colonial rule in South Korea. saying that his country was deeply regretful and sending a heartfelt apology for the suffering caused during the years of occupation from 1910 to 1945, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan delivered a formal apology to South Korea. A plan was also made to return cultural artifacts to Korea. Responding on behalf of his country, South Korea's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Kim Young-sun said, "We hope that through proper recognition and reflection of the unfortunate history, close bilateral relations can further develop into a partnership for the future. Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, for this conciliatory gesture and gracious response. May your nations build on such sincere intentions in bringing renewed stability and harmonized relations among the people of both lands."
First Youth Olympic Games begin in Singapore. On Saturday, August 14th, hundreds of thousands of people began coming together for the first ever Youth Olympic Games hosted by Singapore. First conceived by International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge nearly a decade ago, this year's premier sporting event will feature top teenage athletes representing 170 countries in over two dozen summer Olympic events. Supreme Master Television reports from location.
We are here in Singapore, where the first Youth Olympic Games have officially convened on August 14th. More than 3,000 young athletes aged 14 to 18 from countries around the world are here to compete in 26 sports over the 12-day period from August 14 to 26. To initiate the event, the Youth Olympic flame was first lit in Olympia, Greece on July 23rd, traveling to Berlin, Germany, Dakar, Senegal, Mexico City, Mexico, Auckland, New Zealand, and Seoul, South Korea, before reaching Singapore. Once here, it was relayed amidst cheers through all the community districts, completing its journey at the grand opening ceremony at the float at Marina Bay, the world's largest floating stage. What do you think of the Youth Olympic Games?
I think it's a good chance for young people. Beautiful, beautiful scenery here, and it's just beautiful.
I brought my family here so that we can enjoy that.
I look forward to a very close camaraderie among youth all over the world.
Happy Youth Olympic Games!
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Singapore.
Wishing all participating athletes their best with our appreciation to the organizers of the Youth Olympic Games in this inaugural event. Through sharing pride in the achievements of our rising younger generation, may we also renew the Olympic values of excellence, friendship, and respect.
The oldest home found in Britain dates back around 11,000 years. Archaeologists from the University of York and the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom have discovered a circular-shaped home next to an ancient lake bed that was built in 8500 BC. Located at the renowned archaeological site Star Car near Scarborough, the structure predates Stonehenge by a remarkable 6,000 years and is at least 500 years older than a home in England once thought to be the oldest in the country.
The dwelling was constructed with timber posts around a central hollow that could have been a fireplace and probably had a thatched roof made of reeds. It is believed that the site was inhabited for up to 500 years, with other homes built in the same location. Dr. Chantal Connellor, an archaeologist at the University of Manchester, stated, "This changes our ideas of the lives of the first settlers to move back into Britain after the end of the last ice age. We used to think they moved around a lot and left little evidence. Now we know they built large structures and were very attached to particular places in the landscape."
Dr. Connellor and colleagues at the Universities of Manchester and York, we laud your unique cultural find and can't wait to hear more about the precious insights yielded from these and other such discoveries of our ancient brethren.
Save our planet. Reducing black carbon could significantly slow polar ice melt. Research by U.S.-based Stanford University professor Mark Jacobson has found that black carbon, or soot, which is generated from the incomplete burning of fuels and biomass, such as felled trees, is one of the most significant factors in melting Arctic ice. As the black carbon particles can be carried in the air for thousands of kilometers, they have been found deposited on glaciers and polar ice caps, where their heat-absorbing dark color speeds melt rate. In a study of the subject, Professor Heitor Evangelista and colleagues of Rio de Janeiro State University in Brazil found that around 50% of the black carbon in the most rapidly warming areas of Antarctica originates from biomass burning in the Amazon.
Environmental advocacy organizations Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth estimate that 80% of deforestation in Brazil is directly linked to the livestock industry, indicating that 40% of black carbon in Antarctica originates from activities supporting meat production. Professor Jacobson, meanwhile, has called for reductions in black carbon, affirming that it may be one of the best approaches for quickly helping halt ice melt. He stated, "We have to start taking its effects into account in planning our mitigation efforts, and the sooner we start making changes, the better."
Thank you, Drs. Jacobson and Evangelista, as well as Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth, for these insights into yet another aspect of the dire effects of global warming. Let us act swiftly on such new understanding to most effectively protect the Earth for ourselves and our children.
In her concerned endeavors to safeguard our planetary welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the need to eliminate such grave dangers as those posed by the meat industry during an interview published in the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent.
As for black carbon, which is the particulate matter also known as soot, NASA scientists found that it has a serious impact on climate change. Black carbon is 680 times more heat-trapping than CO2. Can you imagine it? So CO2 is not our foremost and urgent problem. The soot, 680 times heat-trapping more than CO2, is accelerating the melting of Antarctic ice, which raises the world sea level. Scientists found that 60% of the black carbon particles in Antarctica were carried there by the wind from South American forests that are burned to clear land for livestock production. You see the connection? So this pollutant is yet another damaging byproduct of the meat industry again. We will destroy the world if we do not stop eating and producing meat and other animal products. So the organic vegan diet is the fastest, easiest, and most effective solution for a life-sustaining planet.
Save our planet. British eco-athlete calls for radical shift in approaching climate change. Pioneer swimmer and environmentalist Lewis Pugh has successfully completed many endurance water events and is the first person to accomplish a long-distance swim in every ocean in the world. One of his most recent and highest altitude achievements was a 1 kilometer water trek across Lake Imja, a glacial lake on Mount Everest. His hope was to bring attention to the dire condition of the Himalaya glaciers as a whole by swimming across a lake that had been formed entirely from the melting of the Imja glacier. Speaking of the wider impact of this evidence of global warming, Mr. Pugh said, "Glaciers are not just ice, they are a lifeline. They provide water to 2 billion people, and we need to protect them."
At a recent Technology Entertainment Design, or TED, conference, Mr. Pugh shared his experience of taking on the highest swim ever performed as he crossed the ice-cold lake, which stands at 5,300 meters above sea level, saying that he was only able to complete this event successfully because of his support team's encouragement toward a radical shift in thinking, which included swimming with humility. Mr. Pugh urged the audience toward being willing to make similarly large changes in order to effectively address our current climate crisis.
Many thanks, Mr. Lewis Pugh, for sharing your talent and dedication to the message of preserving our Earth. May we all be inspired toward the environmental shift in consciousness needed to sustain our shared planetary home.
Save our planet. China places a moratorium on licenses permitting endangered wild animals to be used for entertainment purposes, also requiring more reporting from zoos, wildlife safaris, circuses, and so on, to minimize maltreatment of animals.
Save our planet, with the first 6 months of 2010 being the driest on record since 1929. The UK's Environment Agency states that even with plentiful rains in July, water levels are still low in one of every three rivers throughout England and Wales.
Save our planet. Tuar Tien Hwei province is planting some 4,500 hectares of trees along the north central coast of Oh Lạc or Vietnam each year, along with a $1.8 million program where more than 240,000 hectares of forested lands are being assigned to individuals and organizations to protect them.
Save our planet. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has launched a new online global fire information management system where fire spots are observed via satellite and transmitted in nearly real time with email alerts sent for quick response.
Hello, I'm Croaky the Frog, and my diet is animal-free. I'm here today with a summertime tip from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Keep fruits fresh, long, and cool. Wash and pop grapes, apples, pears, and bananas into the deep freezer. After a couple hours, you can enjoy delicious sorbet, or you can keep them there for longer use. Grapes can be eaten right away. Yum! Others you can let soften or microwave 10 to 15 seconds to peel or bite. Cool, cool, cool. Enjoy! When taking them out, they'll look all white. Please write the names on each fruit for easy recognition. Haha, just joking. Our appreciation, much cherished Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this wonderfully refreshing tip. We love it. And thank you, caring viewers, for being veg going green to save the planet. Thanks for tuning in. And now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Oman donates $1 million to create a model village in Darfur. Oman's charitable authority and Sudan's Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs signed an agreement to build a community in Darfur, Sudan, which will include a health center, a school, a mosque, and 39 homes. Construction is planned to be completed by the end of October 2010. Oman's ambassador to Sudan, His Excellency Abdullah bin Rashid, stated, "This project reflects the Sultanate's keenness to assist Sudan and its people to achieve development, security, and stability in Darfur and consolidation of relations between the two countries. We are deeply grateful, Your Excellency Abdullah bin Rashid and Oman, for your generosity and care for the fine people of Darfur. May the residents of the new village be graced with an abundance of peace and joy."
In ecology news, the World Bank donates more than $4.9 million for Philippine communities to deal with climate change. The pilot Climate Change Adaptation Project will assist rural areas in adopting inexpensive methods for agriculture and natural resource management. The program includes helping residents to access weather forecasting and climate pattern information and developing climate-proofing irrigation systems. In addition, relevant government institutions will be supported. Our heartfelt thankfulness, World Bank, for your dedication to Philippine Brethren. May more laudable programs such as these, joined with the low-emissions vegan diet, bring us to a bright and long-lasting future. Up next on Noteworthy News, a vegan burger business uses 90% locally sourced produce. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more motivating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exceptional news for an excellent world. In Veg News, an American media company extols a vegan burger business. Technorati.com, a widely read online site, published an article on Columbus, Ohio-based Luna Burger. Founded by Miss Barbie Luna and Miss Megan Luna in 2008, the plant-based burgers are made from certified organic black beans, oats, and spelt berries. Other produce from farms with sustainable and organic practices is also used. Luna Burger further reduces its carbon footprint by having 90% of its ingredients locally sourced. The author of the article, Ms. Nicole Wong, stated, "Such a successful business is an example of how residents of other states across this nation can create and develop their own local food business." Bravo, Barbie and Megan Luna, for your green efforts to make nutritious, animal-free food easily available. Our appreciation also Ms. Nicole Wong and Technorati.com for highlighting this compassionate enterprise. May more and more Earth citizens choose the organic vegan lifestyle for a flourishing and sustainable world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Hindi entitled The Mercedes.
सन 1965 से मर्सिडीज खरीदने का मेरा एक बड़ा सपना था। पिछले हफ्ते मेरा वो सपना सच हो गया। मैंने मर्सिडीज खरीदी 1965 की।
And now for our viewers' heartline on the secret to success on organic farming on planet Earth, our loving home.
I appreciate your show. Organic farming is the best method to save our planet Earth. Thank you. Margianto from Banyuwangi, Indonesia.
Greetings, Margianto. It's good to hear from you. Organic agriculture uses such gentle and earth-loving techniques. It'd be a great blessing for our planet if all farmers transition to organic methods and all people adopt the organic vegan diet. We pray for that day of global peace to come soon. Wishing heaven's light to you and the kind people of Indonesia.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say ziawei, which means goodbye in Shanghainese.
May your life be graced with divine love and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Commending their country's bilateral relations, India's ambassador to Egypt, R. Swami Natan, reports that trade volume between India and Egypt reached $3 billion over the past year.
Virginia Beach, Virginia in the USA joined several other major cities with the installation of donation meters, similar to parking meters but used to collect funds that benefit the homeless and others in need.
The Formosan or Taiwanese Red Cross donates $100,000 to China for relief materials to help victims of the mudslide in Zhouzhou, Gansu province.
University of Florida researchers in the USA analyze alcohol-related deaths relative to changes in alcohol tax rates over a 35-year period, determining that increasing alcohol taxation could reduce related deaths by some 800 people annually.
In a first-ever Russian nomination, multi-language Russia Today television channel is nominated in the renowned Emmy International Television Awards for its coverage of U.S. President Barack Obama's visit to Russia in July 2009.
Chiropractic doctor Tamara Eslich of Colorado, USA, reports on her successful medication-free treatment of children with attention deficit disorders by decreasing television and video games while increasing exercise and human interaction.
In Haiti, United Nations mission and a Japanese engineering company work together to complete the repair of the 100-meter-long Wanaminthe Bridge, a key link between Haiti and neighboring Dominican Republic.
Swiss cyclists Graziano Gervas, Bait Fay, and Matthias Dudler complete their 3-year, 12,000-kilometer bicycle trip from Zurich, Switzerland to Shanghai, China, raising more than $75,000 for SOS Children's Villages. In recognition of the cyclists' remarkable endeavor, Supreme Master Qinghai is offering a $10,000 donation in their names to support SOS Children's Villages.
South Korea approves the visit of a doctor and two drivers delivering $340,000 in anti-malaria aid to North Korea, the first allowed civilian travel to the country in 3 months.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.